If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I got a question for you.
Yep.
Seeing as it appears that many conversations are arriving at the conclusion they need to do a sign and trade with Jonathan Kuminga, right?
Okay.
That's a conclusion of many, right?
I mean, it's one of three options. It's a sign and keep, sign and trade, or somebody makes them an offer and you don't match.
And you let them walk, which I think is by far and away the least likely, because the Warriors are allergic to the idea of letting assets walk out the door for nothing.
Right.
And he is that. He's a good player.
Yep.
I don't think really anyone has ever said otherwise. I think people have put that into Steve Kerr's mouth sometimes, but I don't think he thinks he's not a good player. I think, again, as Steve has said, it's about fit. It's about timing. It's about youth versus win now. It's all those things. Okay.
I would put, if it was 100% of a pie, I would say 63% sign and trade, 27% you keep him, 10% he walks for nothing.
I think your 63 on sign and trade is a little high, only because I think it's just really hard. It's really hard for all parties
trades
to be on the
hard,
same page.
Yeah. Yep.
But I think in theory, you're right. And I think the 10% is also too high. The letting him walk out the door, the only way that happens is if somebody walks in and offers him so much money that the Warriors are just like, they're like, ugh, yuck, yeah. Like, we can't do that. And we are told that Brooklyn is the only team that can do that.
Yeah.
And I just don't think they will. And even if they do, the Warriors might still keep him. Because remember, you can sign someone and then just keep shopping.
Right.
It's what they did with Jordan Poole.
Right. They signed him and it was a sign and trade, but they traded him a year later.
Yeah, exactly.
And they traded him once the contract actually kicked.
Exactly.
Then they traded
him. Okay, so here's my question. Is everybody prepared for the idea that Jonathan could go elsewhere and be awesome? And how would that feel?
Well, it depends on how he's awesome and where he is awesome.
Okay, what do you mean?
Like, Jordan Poole has gone out, and maybe he hasn't been awesome, but he's been really good. He's proven that he's an NBA player. He's proven that he can be a guy who goes out there with the ha-ha and the skeet-skeet, and he's 20 points a game. He's a guy who can go out there and be an NBA. I mean, he can be an NBA one, but his team is not very good. So for me, if you want to talk about like Jordan Poole, is Jordan Poole a good NBA caliber basketball player? Absolutely. And he's on a team that is almost non-existent. So if I look at Jordan Poole 2 years in Washington and I think about it from a Warrior fan perspective, is he the one that got away? No. Jordan Poole went out and he is paid to go out there and score. He scores, he's not efficient, and his teams don't win. So if Kuminga does the exact same thing, let's say JK goes to and he goes out there and he averages 20 and 7.
Or if he averages 25.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine. But his team goes 21 and 61. Do I really think about him as the one that got away? No.
What if he averages 22 points and he's the second best player on Brooklyn and 4 years from now they're champions?
Then I'm feeling bad.
Then you are.
Correct. See, if he goes out and he plays well and he plays in a situation where they go out there and they win and he becomes their Robin, for lack of a better way to describe it, then yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, no, it's not good. It's not good, and I'll grant you that. I just wonder, to what level does everybody either buy or not buy into, I think, what we're talking about today, which is timing above all else. Mm. The buyer's remorse, the idea that Jonathan just ended up in the wrong team. He didn't end up on the wrong team because he's a bad player. He didn't end up on the wrong team because the Warriors made a bad pick. The Warriors picked a style player, a project that they didn't have time to build. You know what I mean? They bought a plot of land and then never had time to break dirt. So it still sits here. It still sits here as unfinished product, and now it's time to pay the piper, and you don't really want to do that. And in fact, this other thing that has sort of distracted you the whole time is still here. Even if you don't think it should be, it is. 37, 38 years old, whatever, and a strained hamstring. He's still that dude, and he's still going to be that dude next year. If you fully buy into the idea of timing, then I think you sort of have to just accept whatever it is that happens, even if it's kind of painful. In other words, Jonathan goes somewhere else, averages 20-something a night, the team is really good. Do you still look at that and go, oh, we screwed up? Or do you just go, no, like, we kind of always knew he could do that, but it didn't fit what they were doing at the time, and that made sense because the Warriors were really good and they did win another ring, and so it's frustrating, but I get it. I get it. Like, because that's where I always get stuck. When people talk about, oh, you should have developed Kuminga, but to what end? To what end? Like, even this year, all you did was end up in the second round. Would you give that up? Would you have given up everything that happened post Jimmy Butler if Jonathan Kuminga could have stayed healthy and you could have spent this whole year, in fact, just being like, we're going to center the offense around that guy, load manage Steph, and build Jonathan into a finished product? We won't make the playoffs, but we'll build him as we head for restricted free agency. Would you give up the second round run?
Well, I would not, but many people would.
Yeah.
Because the idea is that if you did that, and let's say you wound up and you went, you know, 39 and 43 and, you know, Steph Curry and Draymond and whatever, and you probably don't have Jimmy Butler, and let's be fair with that. And, you know, Kuminga, if you put aside the injury that he had that cost him 2 months, maybe Kuminga gets a full season and you let JK cook and he becomes a better player. Well, you turn out next year and then you try to go forward and what? Try to be an NBA championship caliber team. I don't think that the fit is such that even if he developed and got better, I still don't think that that would make you good enough to where you could actually be a championship team. And I'll be fair and say this. I don't think that with Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, I don't think that you're going to win a title. I don't think that you're going to threaten a title in the next 2 years. I just don't believe it. I think with age, yeah, and you look at the West and like OKC, what they're doing to Minnesota, and Minnesota did that to you, and there are a lot of good younger teams than you, but the Warriors have chosen to go this route. So if you're going to go this route with older guys and you're going to try to hold on to Steph Curry in his window with every last grasp you can, well, then if you're going to do that, then Kuminga doesn't fit with that. So at that point, for me, you got to find something else to do with Kuminga to bring in another 30-something-year-old player to help this.
I don't disagree with any of that. I guess my point is that then if you make that decision and he goes somewhere else and he's awesome, you kind of got to be prepared for that. And you kind of got to you just got to eat it.
You do.
You got to eat it without, like, I don't think you get to put on your hindsight and say that could have happened here. Like if you're you're going to arrive at the spot where so many people seem to be, which is he should be somewhere else, that'll give him that opportunity, and then it works. I don't think you get to turn around and be like, and that could have happened here if they had played it a different way. And obviously then you would have to give up whatever, whatever piece of what happened this year, maybe even in previous years.
Maybe. Yep. Huh? Well, maybe it's the way I live my life, and I don't live life with the idea of regret. To me, regret is weakness. Like, you make your decisions. You've made decisions. I've made decisions. I'm a little older than you. You and I both have done a lot of things in a lot of places with marriages and jobs and a bunch of different things. Like, I'm not going to ever live my life with regret. And I think about it in terms of golf, where you've got a par five and your second shot is going to be over water. And, you know, if you hit it good, you can clear the water like tin cup, you know. He's sitting there and he's got a second shot and he could play it safe, but he chose not to. And he went for it and, you know, Roy hits it and it hits the green and somehow he spun it back with a 3-wood. I don't even know how you do that. And he goes into the pond.
It's a movie.
And he's like, no way, no way. And instead of taking the drop and, you know, making it and being able to qualify for next year's U.S. Open, no, he hits the shot again and he did not believe in regret, and so he kept hitting it, he kept hitting it. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but it doesn't go great until like his fifth attempt,
right?
But and he's out of golf balls.
I think it was more than five attempts. Yeah,
it was a bunch,
but I think he got an endorsement deal out of it, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah,
and whatever happened, and he got
and
the girl
Rene
and the whole
Rousseau
thing, which is pretty good. But my whole thing about this is you've made your choice, and if your choice is to maximize the Steph Curry window, and if you don't think that Jonathan Kuminga can be a guy who can help maximize that, then what are we talking about? You can't have both. You tried to have both, and Jordan Poole got punched, and Wiseman wasn't the guy, and now Kuminga seems to be the next one in line where maybe he's not going to work. So you don't get to pick both avenues. You pick one, and if you pick the Steph avenue, and Kuminga goes out, and he averages 24-8 for Brooklyn in 2030, and they win the title, well, you got to eat that. I'm with you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, let's go out to the phones. Doug in Berkeley, incredibly patient.
Been waiting for Doug.
Man, Doug, we got high hopes for this call, Doug. What do you got?
Well, I appreciate that, and it's great to be on with you guys, as always. You had a caller on earlier who was really, he really had an attitude.
He was snooty, wasn't he, Doug? He was a snooty snoot, I thought.
Sure.
Yeah.
He knew what was going on.
Yeah.
I just have a kind of a question, different take, maybe not a different take, but about the Kuminga situation. I have a lot of respect for Steve Kerr. How can you not? You know, a 9-time champion, 4-time champion as a coach. He's a protege of someone who I respect a lot. That's Popovich.
Yep.
And Pop kind of won, 5 in 15 years, but he evolved with the players. You know, he had different iterations of greatness. You know, first, two tall guys, and then moving over to Ginobili and Parker, and then, you know, moving to Kawhi with, you know, some overlap there. You know, in each iteration, but he did something that I've heard a lot, and I believe I even heard him say it, that, you know, to a certain extent you got to adapt to the players. I see Kerr as kind of sticking with what worked in the beginning, a young new wave with Steph and Clay and Draymond. And it was amazing. And then they added Durant for a few years, and Durant never had as many open shots as he got with that team. But he's now still trying to, it seems to me, he's still somewhat reluctant to evolve. He got some new players with talents, talked greatly about Kuminga, and I still think he believes in Kuminga. All of us who see Kuminga look at his talent, his potential. And he's gotten better every year. He's been here 4 years. It's not like he's the same. I think that, and I wonder what you guys think, that he could, and maybe he will next year based on what he just said, not say, I can't play Kuminga with Steph and Draymond and Jimmy. It doesn't work. That he tries a little bit harder and becomes a little bit more flexible like some of the other great coaches that we've seen, and not just try to run it back with the same formula, but adapt a little bit more, be a little bit more flexible. And the other final thing I want to say is, and this is a big question, and if I take Kurt at his word, and he can't play him with, you know, Draymond and Steph and Jimmy, do you wonder a little bit if Draymond has anything to do with that? You know,
Doug, let us weigh in on this. Thanks for the call, man. These are interesting questions and sort of ideas that you're throwing out there. I can only answer that last thing real quick by saying, yes, I think that Draymond, I think that Steph, I think that Jimmy Butler, I think people who have that cachet in this league, yes, I think they weigh in on who's playing with them. Absolutely. I think analytics play a big part of that too. I also don't think Steve has definitively said he can't play with those three players. He's talking again about this year. They didn't have time to really build that rapport with one another. Maybe they would if given a training camp. You asked him that yesterday. He gave you the affirmative answer and said yes.
Yep.
Right? So there's that. But as far as that lack of flexibility, can you accuse Kerr of being like too stuck in the mud on that? You can do that if you want. But I think that if that's your opinion, what comes with that is you're also saying that Steph Curry is done being the best player on a championship team, or he's done being an NBA one. You can also think that. I don't really agree with you. I think Steph is still phenomenal. I think that you've watched Steve go from, well, let's do it without Durant. Well, let's do it with Durant. Then they did it with Wiggins. But the centerpiece to all of it has always been Steph. And so I don't know why you would go away from that unless you really believe, like, I hate all these names that keep getting brought up with Kuminga. Like, we've gone from Kobe to Kawhi.
Durant.
What y'all doing? He not that. And it, I mean, like, unless you really think he's that, then I think the argument kind of falls flat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just like Kobe and Durant, you're talking about generational players who, to their part, were pretty much amazing from the jump. And, you know, Kobe didn't have to wait 4 years to get a chance on a Laker team that, you know, when he came in was a playoff team. Kobe came into a Laker team as an 18-year-old that was a playoff team, and immediately he was in the rotation at the very least. And Kevin Durant was a phenomenal player coming out of college and the rest of it. So if we're doing comps for Kuminga, I don't think that those two are ones that are fair, even for Jonathan Kuminga. And I think about something that I was talking to Steiny and Guru about off the air, like, is there a player, a young player on a championship team who was kind of on the bench, who then went on to be a phenomenal player elsewhere? And I've been trying to find that player going through the championship teams, going backward, a young player, 18, 19, 20, who was a role player, who then broke free of that situation and went out and was just amazing somewhere else.
I mean, I think, could I say that that's what Shai Gilgeous is trying to do this year?
Crazy, I was just about to
say that. Like that's one.
Right, but he was not a role player on a championship team.
No.
Yeah.
He was not.
That was kind of my thing, like,
And another name that, again, is not a perfect comp, like James Harden was a role player on a team that made the finals.
Yep.
And then has gone out on his own and then came very close to going back to the finals, but hasn't been able to break through. I don't know. Those are the first two names that come to mind with your idea, though.
Yep. And I guess that's fair with James Harden, but he was the sixth man. And I'm thinking about that year where they went all the way deep. That was his third year in 2012, And in that year, he was sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
And he averaged 17 a game, and he played 31 minutes. So he...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He wasn't necessarily as buried as Kuminga has been.
Definitely not. Oh, right. Definitely not.
Yeah. And I was thinking about Rajon Rondo, who was, I think, a rookie on the Boston team with Pierce and Garnett and Ray Allen. But even at that, I think that he started a lot of those games, so he wasn't really that player either.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about Kuminga and his like trajectory. If he goes somewhere else, what's the likelihood that he becomes a multiple-time All-Star on whatever team he goes to?
I mean, what the likelihood of those kinds of things is never good. Like, right. That's very, very hard to achieve. I wouldn't call it out of the realm of possibility. Like, he's a very talented player. He needs the right surroundings, the right coach, the right system, the right teammates, all of those things. We're going to get to some highlights of the Brock Purdy conversation here in a little bit, but let's do at least one more. Let's go to Mark. Mark Easy in Culver City. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling.
Hey, Willard, it's Marquis, the for she, the you gotta pick it.
Man, that Easy. One, yeah, that one, I won't let that one get by me again, I can tell you that.
Div, you knew this one before. You kind of made fun of me. You were like, whatever Marquis, the for she said or whatever, but yeah, no, that was a two.
Yeah, it's a two, but it's a three-day weekend, so it automatically becomes a three.
All right, well, I'm calling from Culver City by way of Sunnyvale, down the street from the beautiful brewery you guys love.
So, Laughing Monk,
yeah.
Yes, sir. The only thing I want to say is, like, we all forget that Jonathan Kuminga was doing really well before his injury. We were all praising him. And then he went down with the ankle, right? And then we were 24-25. Our season was done. And then we signed Jimmy. We picked up the season and we praised Jimmy. But, you know, JK couldn't combine with Jimmy. So why are we hating on Kerr for that, you know? What do you think about that?
I think it's a completely fair question. The one thing that really gets me about all of this is a lot of you sound like you think something nefarious is going on here. Like that, I don't get that. And we've heard it all the way to, you know, the undertones of racism between Pods plays and Kuminga doesn't. You know, Steve Kerr has an unbelievable resume in this league, and it's why I get very frustrated by this conversation sometimes. He's not perfect. Nobody is. Nobody makes all the right calls. That doesn't happen. But my God, if anybody in this league has earned respect, it's Steve Kerr. His process has earned respect. His results have earned respect. And I hear a lot of people disrespect the guy. And they're coming at him at a place, oh, he doesn't like young people. Or he doesn't like this. He's got a problem. It's personal with JK. Like, I reject all of that. I reject all of it. Steve's trying to win basketball games. And there was a whole lot of data shoving him in one specific direction once Jimmy Butler arrived. And the injury was unfortunate, and then Jonathan came back and played a bunch of games, and it didn't really work, and they made a decision. And that's it. Like, I think we can simplify this pretty well. There's nothing evil going on here.
No, and I do think that if you look at what he's done in 11 years, he's made the playoffs 8 times, and he's made the finals 6 times. So 6 of 11 years, he's made the finals. 4 of 11, he's won it. 8 of 11, he's actually made the playoffs. So if we're looking at process or results, let's start with results. And his results are almost unprecedented for a coach who's been here for 11 years. Now, the process, you could look at what he's done with the young players. And, you know, Wiseman didn't develop. And he's gone to Detroit, and he got hurt. And it doesn't look like he's trending toward being an all-NBA player. Jordan Poole actually did develop, and he developed to where you were able to get something for him in the market, and you traded him for a number of reasons. One of them was he and his teammate had a real incident, and so that was part of it. I do think that they were looking to make that move anyway, probably, just based on how he plays, but you can't say that he didn't develop under Steve Kerr. He actually turned into a great player, and he's gone on to be even better, so the process, the results, it all lines up for Kerr to say that he's done a very good job.
All right, those of you who want to get in at 888-957-9570, stay right where you are. We'll circle back to this in a little bit. We do want to let you hear a good portion of what was going on yesterday when Brock Purdy came on the River Islands guest line, and it was awesome to talk to him. And we checked in with him on the start of everything for the Niners league year, and obviously what's happened this week. And so we started off by saying, what's going on? Is there anything new with you this week, Brock?
Man, just my future with the Niners, man, got extended, and couldn't be happier, more grateful. And man, just to be here with amazing teammates and an amazing organization. Obviously my wife, my family, we're all pumped, man, to continue to be here in San Francisco and play for an awesome city and community. And we're pumped, man.
Oh, congratulations from all of us, of course. And I look, Brock, having watched you, having listened to you, I'm pretty confident that this contract is not going to change you, the person. But how does it change your leadership style?
Man, I would say just going into my fourth year, and this is, you know, outside of my pay grade, I'm just saying in general as a teammate, I think going into my fourth year with the relationship that I have with the guys that have been here and even the new guys coming in, and whether they're rookies or free agents, just, you know, getting to know them and showing love to them and building them up and showing them, you know, what our culture is and what we stand for and how we do things around here. I feel like just going into my fourth year, I have a better sense of just doing it, especially being the starting quarterback and what that entails. But it's obviously showing the guys in the weight room, on the field, you know, how to work and what communication looks like, and just continuing to build guys up. I mean, right now is a crucial time because, you know, when fall comes around, that's what we're getting ready for is when everything starts moving fast and we face adversity. Like, what is it going to take to sustain success and a brotherhood? And so that's just where I'm at going into year four. And you know, that has nothing to do, I don't think, with, you know, how much I get paid or anything. That's who I've always been and will all continue to be.
But was that a motivator in getting it done sooner rather than later? Because there's a sense that you could have held out or hardlined or whatever could have happened. We've seen it in the past. But was your desire to be in there early and lead a motivator in getting this done?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for me, being here and getting better at football, you know, I don't think that was ever going to be a question for me. Like, I wanted to be here and continue to build off of what we've done the last couple of years and not let, you know, the negotiations and the money, you know, get in the way of that. Like, I had faith that that was going to get done when it needed to. And obviously, I wouldn't have liked that to go, you know, right up until the season. Like, that would have probably been a little bit more stressful and whatnot. But, you know, coming here early in the offseason program and getting around the guys and getting on the field and throwing, getting the timing down, getting to know guys, like, that is some crucial stuff for how the season turns out to be. And so I knew from the get-go, whether the contract was done or not, that I was going to be here.
Brock Purdy with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Brock, I know you get this, like the way fans look at sports, and sometimes we overdo the talk about individuals rather than teams. But I wondered how you would answer it if a fan kind of said, okay, like, you're the big dog now. Like, this is on your shoulders now. What's your response to that?
I think, you know, just sort of like what I said a little bit before, with the guys that have been here, man, the culture that we've established, and honestly, that was established before I got here. My whole goal, like, since I got in, was to continue to just do my job as a quarterback, help this team win and help this machine keep rolling. Obviously, if there's anything that comes up adversity-wise with our team, like, I feel like now, and I have been, you know, last couple years, I can be a guy that can step up and speak at the right time and help lead guys into the direction that I think we need to be going to. But, I mean, my mindset, man, I'm not going to lie, like, the process that I've had the last couple years and the success that we've had, it works. And so I'm going to continue to do that. Obviously, I want to keep getting better as I get older and into my career. But just because I get paid more doesn't mean I should change my process or my mindset or anything. So I'm going to continue to do what I have done.
But part of the process now is going to the grocery store and being Brock Blankin' Purdy. You're no longer Mr. Irrelevant. You're a quarterback making big money for a big-time franchise. How have you been able to deal with that, and your wife as well, with the new life of Brock Purdy outside the lines?
Yeah, it's I mean, obviously that component is definitely different. But we try to keep it as simple as we can. You know, we still grocery shop, and for me, I just put on a hat and glasses, and I get away with it. But outside of that, we still have our date nights, and we go places and still show love to our community and support all the local businesses and diners and stuff. So we try to keep it normal and simple. And you know, outside of that, I do play, you know, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm very thankful for that. But we try to keep it as simple as possible.
Do you have a couple of go-to date night spots?
Man, yeah, we do. Well, I don't know if I'm going to say them.
Right. Oh, that's fair.
The jig would be up, yeah, essentially.
Yeah, well, but we do. We definitely do.
Well, let me ask it this way then, because I think your integration into the Bay Area is kind of an interesting thing. You're a small-town guy. You went to college in Ames, Iowa, and now you're here for the long haul. So, first off, I wonder sort of, like, where in that process do you think you are? You know, and you're also set apart from San Francisco. So where in the process of Bay Area integration would you describe yourself right now?
I mean, obviously, I'm going into my fourth season, and so I've gotten a feel for, you know, the area. Obviously, South Bay is where the stadium's at and where we, you know, tend to do more things. But we've definitely done a lot more, you know, going into the city for Warriors games, Giants games, checking out the San Francisco Staples. And so just getting a feel more and more as I get into this thing is definitely what I'd like to do and will continue to do. But and then obviously just how passionate everyone is here, especially for the professional sports. Like, it's a city where there's a lot of success and great historic moments and iconic moments with sports teams. And so for me to come out here and be a part of that and feel that from the fans and everybody and everywhere that we go, it's pretty cool. Obviously in Ames, Iowa, that's all they had was our college town and supported Iowa State. But out here, man, it's not just one specific team. It's multiple, like the Giants, Warriors, Niners. Like, you just feel this love for the sports out here. And so for me, I'm very grateful for that.
You mentioned the rabid fan base, and it's been 30 years now since the fan base has tasted the sweet nectar of a Super Bowl, and you're following in the footsteps of Montana and Young and Moore. How do you avoid feeling that pressure and the outside noise from a fan base that is desperate to see you guys hoist rather the Lombardi?
Yeah, I mean, everyone here, man, obviously including myself, but my teammates, this organization, the coaches, everyone is chasing that for sure. And obviously we got close a couple times, the team in 19 and then us in 23. And it's right there. And we want it so bad for this fan base and for each other. And Obviously, we're going to do everything that we can. But for us, it's how can we continue to be who we are as a team and not compare ourselves to anybody else in the future, the past. Obviously, what the past has laid down for us is amazing. But we are who we are, and we got to glue together for this 2025 season and find out our identity here in the off season and run with that. And so that's where we're at. We're excited. We want to continue to, you know, build a legacy here in San Francisco from what all the teams have done in the past. But it's one day at a time.
Brock, I know you know this. You get talked about a lot. And I wonder, especially seemingly the kind of guy you are, I wonder if this national constant debate over how good you are, how much you should be paid, who should get credit for your play, does this make sense to you?
I mean, everybody has an opinion, and I'm not going to lie. I laugh, you know, at some things that I do hear. Obviously, I don't tune into every single opinion or thing, and I'm a man of faith, and so for me, I just take it one day at a time. I just walk in the locker room, love on my guys here. We walk out to the field and get better, and I try to find ways to win on Sunday, and I'm just grateful for my family and friends. Like, I don't try to buy into what people think of me and who they say that I am. I know who I am, and I keep my head down and I go to work. But that's part of the business and the sport that we play. I get that. Everyone has to have a take and an opinion, but that doesn't, you know, determine how I live my life and how I go about my business and win games. So,
all right, come on, give me one or two of the opinions that makes you laugh.
Man, you guys tell me what's out there, because
you're a system quarterback. Well, you're totally one.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan made you in a lab.
Yep.
So there's that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the whole system quarterback thing, like early, you know, in my career, it was just funny, you know, hearing that. And I'm not going to lie, like, I took that as, all right, like, I'm a guy that can come in and, like, do what the coach says and win games because of that. So to me, that was more of a compliment, and I sort of ran with that. But, I don't know. Outside of that, I don't buy into really anything that anyone says. That's been the story of my life, man. Like, from being a late recruit from high school to college to the last draft pick, like, that's the story of my life, and I guess that's part of my story, but I just continue to be who I am and not compare myself.
But the bad weather, Brock, you don't play well in bad weather other than when you won in Green Bay in the snow, but you hear that narrative a lot about, oh, his hand size and the wet ball. Brock Purdy can't handle the wet ball. What do you think of that nonsense?
I mean, again, that's their opinion. Green Bay was raining. We won the game. Seattle, my rookie year, started raining in the playoff game. We won that game. The Buffalo game was crazy. I'm not going to lie. Just the snow and the blizzard and all that. Like, that was on another level. But I don't know. Outside of that, man, I don't buy into it. I feel like I can play in any condition and find a way to win, and I've proven it too. So,
how would you describe the dynamic between you and Kyle Shanahan professionally?
Man, he has a great standard for what success looks like. I mean, from what he's learned from his dad growing up to how he's built this culture here in San Francisco, and so I respect him so much for that. And he thinks very smartly and intentionally about every player and the person that he brings in. And so for me, like, just learning from him and his system and his offense, I'm like, this guy has a plan. He always has, and it's been successful. So I'm all in on it, and I have been the last 4 years. And so for me, it's like we have open conversations about where I need to get better, what I've done well, what I can need to continue to build on, and who I need to elevate in the locker room. Like, we have all these talks about, you know, how do I handle things relationally with teammates, and he's got a great perspective on a lot of things. And so it's cool, you know, hearing him tell me that, you know, he's got my back and he's in it with me for the long haul, and we want to do it together. We want to win together. So to me, that means a lot. And I know he's got my back and I got his.
Brock Purdy here on 95.7 The Game. So when you look at it here in May going into this upcoming season, what are some of the areas that you're looking to improve upon heading into this season?
Man, I think, you know, just going back and watching last year's film, it's like, all right, how can I, you know, get back to just being on top of my assignment and, you know, show really good fundamentals on film? I think last year there was times where I was going through my reads and plays and stuff where I feel like I could have just been quicker, you know, getting my eyes across the field and progressing quickly and trusting the pocket. And, you know, I went back and watched my rookie tape, and on my rookie tape, it was, you know, I got thrown in, and all I knew was what the coaches told me, and I was a machine that way. And, you know, there's some good stuff last year too, but I feel like I can get back to those kind of fundamentals, and I'm on myself pretty hard. Coach Mick Lombardi, Clay Kubiak, they're on me right now, out in the field pushing me. And so I'm excited about that, and I just got to go out and apply it every day and in training camp and obviously in the season.
Brock, my daughter is 16 and a humongous 49er fan, and she's very worried about, you know, Dre Greenlaw and Deebo Samuel and Talanoa Hufanga. And so I've taken her to school this morning, and I said, do you have a question for Brock? And she said, well, first off, Dad, that's your job. But then she said, ask him how much confidence he truly has in this group right now, considering all of the newness and the unknown.
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, it does hurt, you know, seeing some guys that you played with for a while in the locker room and what they meant to this team go and get paid.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm happy for them, but also it's like, man, that's my brother, and he left. So, I mean, it definitely hurt at first. But also, man, I think sometimes some of the dangerous teams are the teams that, you know, don't know exactly what to expect, and all they know is how to work and have that chip on their shoulder, and then they just go at it and find ways to win. I feel like we've seen that in the NFL. Year after year, you see these teams that come out of nowhere and they're like playing for something that, you know, beginning of the year no one ever thought they would have a chance. So for us, we obviously have the core group of guys that have been here for a while: Fred, Bosa, Kittle, Christian. I mean, all those guys, man, like, they're still here, man. They're ballers still and in their prime. And so for me, I'm like, we still got dudes. We got young guys that we got to build up. But let's put that chip back on our shoulder, man, go to work, and let's take it one game at a time. So.
And, yeah, what's the level of hunger for that group, and also the level of focus, knowing that you don't have any of the off-season contract stuff lingering? It's everybody's ready to go next week, lock in. What is the level of focus and the want to get back for especially the guys who've been here before?
Yeah, man. I'm not obviously saying this to say this because I'm a quarterback and all that, but, man, everyone came back, you know, phase one and ready to roll. And everyone in the locker room, guys hanging out outside of football, and then obviously on the field and in the weight room, like just every day there's been juice and energy. And I know everyone can say that, you know, it's the off season and stuff, but for me, just seeing that, I'm like, all right, this is good, because obviously we're building our commitment to each other and camaraderie, and like, it's a real thing that you need to start building. And obviously I want to say it's going to go great for the season, but once we get there, I think all the moments in the off season and the time spent together will definitely pay off, and we'll see it. So I'm excited. We got guys, like I said, chips on their shoulder and young guys that are hungry for their moment, and that excites me.
Brock Purdy with us here on Willard and Dibbs. All right, we got a few fun ones here for you on the way out the door. Let's start with this. What's more nerve-wracking, trying to avoid an Eagles linebacker or being on stage with Luke Combs?
I would say being on stage with Luke Combs, man. George and I were up there, and we couldn't hear a thing. I was like, how do they go up here and sing, and everyone's singing with you? Like, I was starstruck up there, so definitely that.
That's fantastic to have that opportunity. And also, you have the opportunity with a nice, juicy contract to buy anything that you want to buy. And your first thought was a bass boat. Were you not thinking luxury yacht or small island? A bass boat, Brock? Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I want to keep it somewhat simple and be able to take my family and catch some largemouth bass on some fresh water and keep it simple that way. I think that was my dream as a kid. And so, hopefully, like here shortly, I can, you know, go do that.
What's the biggest bass you ever caught, Brock?
I want to say it was like a 6-pounder. I know it's not as big, but with this boat, hopefully I can get something bigger.
So. Where was that, by the way?
In Florida.
Okay. 6 pounds, not bad. That's not bad, Brock. We also wanted to ask you about your good buddy and that lucky shot he had last night in New York. Like, be real, that was off the back iron. Lucky shot for Halliburton.
No, we knew that was going in from the moment it left his hands. Let's be real. I'm so excited for him and just what he's done this whole playoff run so far, and you know, just the competitive nature that Tyrese has and the energy that he brings to this team. So I'm pulling for him, and I hope that, you know, they can pull off the whole thing, man. That'd be awesome. And I got his back. So
any chance you pop out there? I think that game two is coming up here, and you don't have an OTA assignment. Any chance that you can slip on out and go see your buddy in person?
Man, we're gonna have to find out. There's no promises right now, but this would be an amazing opportunity to go and support my guy. That's right.
That's a tease right there.
I like that.
That's a tease.
I like that.
Stay tuned.
Hey, Brock, before you go, I'd love to know your thoughts on the receiving core right now, kind of as it stands. I'm really excited about Ricky Pearsall, but let's be real. There are questions. We talked about Debo. Brandon is hurt. There are situations surrounding DeMarcus Robinson, one of the new additions. How are you feeling about that group, and what's the expectation early in the year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, having Ricky Pearsall, JJ as our guys for sure to start off the season. Obviously, we're hoping to get BA back as soon as possible, and then DeMarcus Robinson as well. But those young guys too, man, I'm really excited about. They've come in with the right mindset to get better, and they're moving. Like, we got guys that can move, which is awesome to see, and good hands. We're learning fast. And so for me, I'm excited, you know, when we go 11-on-11 in camp and get a feel for, you know, who's who and what they can do. And Jacob Cowing, his speed, his maturity, that, you know, he's had a big off season too. And so we got guys, man, and obviously in the tight end room with George and those boys and Christian with the running backs. Like, I think our skill group as a whole will be just fine, and we're gonna have some guys that are definitely gonna, you know, take the next step for us, and I'm just really excited to keep building them up, man. So the whole world will see, you know, this fall, so I'm excited.
Okay, Brock Purdy, we'll let you finish with this. We'd love to know, with all the stuff we've just talked about, people are talking about your money, system quarterback, whatever. Outside of your family, what's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten in terms of how to deal with all of this?
Man, I think, you know, for as cheesy as it may sound, man, just taking one day at a time and not trying to, you know, cheat the process. I think a lot of kids and people nowadays, they see something, you know, cool on TV or somewhere that they want to be, and they try to get there overnight. They try to act like somebody that they're not. And, you know, for me, I just took it one day at a time. I didn't, you know, try to get to the NFL overnight. There's a process to it. I just tried to be the best quarterback that I was on my high school team and then college team. And then when I got an opportunity in the NFL, I was ready. Like, there's just a process to life. And so just be where your feet are at. Don't try to jump too far ahead of yourself. Don't dwell on the past, but be in the present. So that'd be my advice.
Well, the present is pretty good, man. Congratulations again, and thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Indeed.
Brock Purdy right here on Willard and Dibbs, and he fits right in to the conversation we've been having all day about buyer's remorse. I mean, that's what everyone's worried about, right? You're worried about $53 million a year and how it's going to affect the rest of the roster and if he's going to turn into a pumpkin or whatever it is everybody thinks is going to happen with Brock Purdy when I guess he inevitably gets exposed or right. I whatever it is.
Find him out.
I mean, I don't know. He's not an overwhelming superstar, but I thought we had moved past the whole idea of like whether he's good at quarterback. And so I don't know, man. I was really impressed. You know, it was obviously the big story of the week. I was really, really impressed by the way that that he handled this process. And as I put it at the beginning of the week, I think he signed a pretty mature contract. And now the Niners have an opportunity for a drama-free offseason.
Yeah, and I think he signed the contract that he wanted to sign in terms of when he signed it. I do think that, you know, next week when they get back there for phase three of OTAs and he's going to be there signed, sealed, and delivered, and there are no more offseason questions about this deal or that deal, and they might still add a wide receiver. We don't know. They've got some cap room, and they do have a need, I think, for another receiver, and there are a couple of guys who are out there who could probably come in and be helpful to this offense, but beyond that, you're good. The only real question now is who's going to be the kicker? Because they brought in a veteran to challenge young Jake Moody. So
Greg Joseph is his name.
Right. That might be one of the camp battles that we talk about, but that is so far down the radar that, yeah, Brock Purdy signed the deal. And if he's not the dude, in 3 years, you can move off that contract.
Right, but listen to yourself. Isn't that wonderful? Dude, inject that into my veins.
Who's the kicker?
We're going to drive to Santa Clara so we can watch a kicker battle?
Couple kickers, yeah.
And whoever you choose, if it doesn't go well 2 weeks into the regular season,
he gone.
Change your mind.
Yep, exactly.
If that's the pressure cooker of this offseason, then yes, they've effectively done it right.
Well, I do think that that is, and that's probably why Brock Purdy decided to settle, quote-unquote, for $53 million a year, because he didn't want to be that guy. He didn't want to be Ayuk or Bosa or any of these other players who have, like, hijacked the offseason with their deal.
888-957-957. We've been taking calls all day based on this concept of buyer's remorse. And yes, there was a whole lot on the Jonathan Kuminga and Steve Kerr front. So those of you on hold still want to talk about it, let's do it. Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Hi, Christian. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing? It's a nice day today.
Yes, it is. Thank you for calling us, man. We're doing well.
I got three quick things. I wanted to answer Dib's question. It's a little different circumstance, but Jalen Brunson was a role player when he started with the Mavs. In his first seven-game series, he averaged like 8 points a game. And then the next year, 21, and then moved on. And that's my pods comp. That's how I think pods can turn out. And then with the Steve Kerr thing, Willard, you were on vacation, and I called. Steve Kerr developed winners. And while I use Andrew Wiggins as an example, but while waiting to talk to you guys, I thought about, you know, how fans think he inherited something from Mark Jackson. Well, my question to the fans is they didn't say Phil Jackson inherited Doug Collins, Michael Jordan, or Phil Jackson inherited Kobe, Shaq, Dell Harris. So I don't know why Warriors fans do that. And I think they have a misconception about Sean Marion. That was actually a compliment to me, but I want them to all listen and watch. And Kuminga, watch Jalen Williams play with SGA. And that's all I wanted you guys to think about. And you guys have enjoyed the rest of your Friday.
Hey, yeah, Chris, you too. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, great. When, and the only thing about Jalen Brunson, and I love the call, my whole thing was a role player on a championship team. And we've had role players emerge and become stars. And that was kind of my thing about, has there been a role player on a championship team who then went out and became a star somewhere else?
And I think maybe he's sort of insinuating that give Brunson three more weeks, maybe he will be.
Right, but they weren't a championship team when he was a role player on Dallas.
Correct. Yeah,
but he gets his flowers for, you know, listening and for actually chiming in on point.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt.
They didn't draft Draymond Green. They didn't draft Klay Thompson.
They didn't draft Steph Curry. This was a previous regime.
Sure. Okay. Like I said, sure.
Why are you playing that right now?
I think it was an accident.
Was that an accident, Lou?
I meant to play this one. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay, just sure. But
yeah.
It is so, like, this is the Friday afternoon of Friday afternoon.
You think?
Sure.
I don't know if anybody else noticed that. But good Lord, it's Friday afternoon. Holy crap. I mean, hit whatever the hell you want in there. Dealer's choice. Just hit something.
I was looking up today. Look it up. Google it.
Yeah. You got to Google it.
Just start mashing buttons back there. And you know what? Maybe next segment, and I know we're coming up to the end of the week, maybe we could do a segment where he just smashes a button and we react to it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Now you have to go study something. You know
what? I did a deep dive, and we never got to it.
You did?
Remember I did my deep dive on strikeout rate and runs per game?
Oh, and nobody knew why you did that, though. Why did you do that?
I did it because I was trying to see about this Giants team and their offensive anemia.
Okay. But it's not. They're not really anemic.
Well,
they score more than they did when they won World Series.
I mean, yes, but how does that relate to what other offenses do? Because
I mean, they're in the top half of the National League.
The one thing I did realize, and you and I shared this off the air, is
only when he talks and turned it up.
Well, and I'm actually talking now. The one takeaway I had, and you and I shared this off the air, is that Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball, they are the puppet masters for baseball. Because you were talking about the year when you came back to the market, 2019.
Yes.
And it felt like there was a lot of home runs.
There were.
2.79 per game. More home runs than we had seen ever in Major League Baseball. And the strikeout rate's the same. But what that tells me is that when people actually hit the ball, it went over the fence because Major League Baseball decided that they wanted that to happen.
Okay, Lucas, because I have to say that here comes summer. And before you hit the road, for that well-earned getaway, stop by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Certified techs are going to have you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. And you stay in your car. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for Bay Area locations and coupons. Do you want to know what's coming up next?
He mashes buttons and we react.
That's possible.
Yeah.
But I have an even better idea.
You tell me what that might be.
Oh, man. Let's just put it this way. You want to talk about an ISO performer?
Yeah.
Clear out one side of the floor. Give him the ball.
Yeah.
And then go get out of the way. Go to the locker room.
You going to let somebody cook?
Cook.
Who going to cook?
You'll see.
That's a tease,
people.
You'll
see on Willard and Dibs.
Sure.
Bay Area. You know there's nothing better than watching a game with a cold, righteously brewed beer in hand. That's why I always roll with Laughing Monk Brewing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the beer is fire. Why are you talking like that?
With locations in San Francisco, Sunnyvale, Scotts Valley. You can always count on top-notch craft beer, next-level food, and the best game day atmosphere in the Bay.
Hold up, bro. Like, are you doing a commercial right now?
Glad you asked, Jasky, because you can find Laughing Monk at the best bars and restaurants in the Bay, or pick up a four-pack at many fine retailers like Whole Foods, Gus's, and New Leaf Markets.
Dude, just pass the wings!
Hi, I'm Brian Bakhtiari, executive manager of Stevens Creek Subaru. The month of May was named after the Greek goddess Maya. She was the caretaker of plants and fertility. May is also known as the month of love and success. And with that in mind, Stevens Creek Subaru wants to make your new vehicle journey one that you'll love. At Stevens Creek Subaru, we're constantly looking for ways to make the car buying process easier and transparent. Whether you're looking for a new Subaru, somewhere to service your Subaru, or just want a great cup of coffee from one of our Subaristas, we look forward to seeing you at Stevens Creek Subaru.
This month, lease a new 25 Solterra Premium for $289 per month. Just $289 per month from Stevens Creek Subaru. 36-month lease, first payment of $289 due at lease signing, plus tax, license, and registration fees. No security deposit needed on approved credit. MSRP 41202. $300 disposition fee. One at this lease, 15 cents per mile, in excess of 10,000 miles per year. VIN number SA096272. Must take delivery from retailer stock. See retailer for details. Offer expires end of month.
We're located on Stevens Creek Boulevard just off of Winchester or online at StevensCreekSubaru.com. That's StevensCreekSubaru.com. And remember, buckle up and drive safe.
The following is an attorney advertisement. If you get sidelined by a workplace injury, the workers' compensation attorneys at Boxer & Gerson can help get you back in the game. Our team of skilled attorneys will fight by your side for the treatment and compensation you deserve. We care about justice for injured workers. That's what makes us Northern California's premier workers' comp law firm. Call Boxer & Gerson at 510-345-2341 or visit BoxerLaw.com for a free consultation. Boxer & Gerson, your life is worth the fight.
Citizens, since we each upgraded to Xfinity in our homes, the Wi-Fi has been booming. It's fair to say our town has officially become a boomtown.
Mayor, will I be able to drop into multiplayer gaming battles with low lag?
The lag won't be an issue, but your questionable skills, maybe.
And what if I have hundreds of devices on the Wi-Fi? Purely hypothetical.
Seems like a lot, but sure, hundreds of devices all booming together with the Xfinity Gateway. Yes, friends and neighbors, with Xfinity, the Wi-Fi is booming!
The Wi-Fi isn't the only thing that's booming. Now get the most reliable Wi-Fi and our best-in-class equipment for one consistent price for 5 years guaranteed, all in. Plus, get unlimited data included and no annual contract, all with the 5-year price guarantee from Xfinity. Visit Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New residential customers only. Select plans only. Xfinity Gateway with XFi Complete required for unlimited data, except in certain areas. Most reliable Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, August 2024. Actual speeds vary.
Bank of America is the nation's leading business lender, and we're ready to help with your next goal here in the Bay Area. That's why we have over 3,700 local business specialists across the country. Because with the right team, your business and community prosper. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/localbusiness. Bank of America, official bank of FIFA Club World Cup 2025. Bank of America Corporation, all rights reserved.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, doot, doot, and sometimes it's like, grrr.
Do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the grrr.
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit NoTimeToWait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.